As mentioned on the Holy Day this past Thursday, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, it's good to be back here with you in the Bluegrass State. Every year, for the past few years, my sister Liz and I, we go to the G.K. Chesterton Conference. It has been to different places throughout the country. One year it was in Pittsburgh, another time it was in San Antonio. This year it was in none other than in Kansas City during my home visit. So it all worked out. I was able to go to the conference, and instead of eating fast food, we can go home to Mom's and eat her good cooking. So it was good to be home. Chesterton was a prolific writer in the 20th century. Another title that he gets is that he is the apostle of common sense. He wrote on every subject. Many have read his writings and have come into the Catholic Church. He has about 400 official converts that we know of to the Church, and that's not to mention those that we don't. They are hoping to start his canonization soon, so please pray for his intercession in a world that doesn't seem to care what truth is. Doesn't even seem to care what common sense is. His most famous writings are Orthodoxy and The Everlasting Man, so I'd encourage you to pick him up and read. In his writings, he clearly writes how the church is right. And one argument that he uses is the democracy of the dead. In a world where we think we have to have everything new and consider all old things outdated and meaningless, Chesterton says the dead beg to differ, and they should get a vote. We see the list of martyrs who have endured great hardships and tortures, not wavering in the faith. We see the list of saints who have given their lives by living their faith courageously every day, faithfully and true, day in and day out, and persevering to the very end. We see the list of those who endured terrible darkness who went before us, such as St. John of the Cross, St. Mother Teresa, and many others, seemingly feeling abandoned by God, but yet they know that he never abandons us. They held on to the faith, knowing that he willed it for the greater good. List of those who are nameless, who live out their faith courageously and faithfully every single day. All these people went before us and remained faithful. Did they get it all wrong? Chesterton had a phrase, and the Venerable Fulton Sheen used to quote it. My sister and I, on the way back, we stopped by Peoria, Illinois, to see the shrine of the Venerable Fulton Sheen. His body is now there in the cathedral. Fulton Sheen, quoting Chesterton, said, "A dead thing can go with the stream, but only a living thing can go against it." It's the church that goes against the tide, whereas the world floats downstream. In the gospel of today, the Lord came to set the world on fire. And what is that fire he's talking about? That fire is the love of God. To turn those here who are dead alive. To fight for what is right and good and holy and just. To not give in to the fads of the world, the many fads of the world which are trying to kick God out and pretend he doesn't exist. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He gives us the church, which cannot be separated from him. He gives us the church as our guide, as our mother, to nourish us and give us strength, to admonish us when we are wrong. On that point, Chesterton says, "I don't need a church to tell me I'm wrong when I know I'm wrong. I need a church to tell me I'm wrong when I think I am right." A church to encourage us in the faith, to feed us God himself for strength in the Blessed Sacrament, to truly encounter him, to give us life, to fight the current of the world. The saints, the martyrs, the virgins, religious, holy men and women, on fire for the love of God, have fought us against the tide of the world by living and even dying for the faith. And it is this faith that the Lord wishes to instill, to set us on fire with. Will it be difficult? Absolutely. We hear in the gospel today, you know, talking about, you know, the Lord came to bring division, going against someone you love who may not be living the faith, standing up for the gospel, to stand up and not waver when life is being threatened. We see what happens when politicians and celebrities and someone who has the eye of the world stand up for the faith and not cave to the worldly values which are dead. All of a sudden, they become outcasts. This is the fire that the Lord is talking about and how he wishes everyone was living it instead of being lukewarm about it and not caring one way or another. Saint Faustina, in her diary, talked about those who are lukewarm. And she revealed, our Lord, you know, appeared to her many times, and our Lord revealed to her why our Lord sweat blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's saying, Father, let this cup pass from me. And then he started sweating blood because it was so intense. And our Lord revealed to Saint Faustina that at that moment he was thinking about the lukewarm, about those who are just, you know, Catholic in name only, you know, and don't do anything about it. We don't want to be lukewarm. Our Lord came to set us on fire. And just imagine if all of us went and you know, truly lived the faith, stood up for it when it was being under attack. In a world which sides are being drawn, you know, the sides are clearly easy to see. The Christian on one hand, the world and its values on the other. Which side will we choose? Will be on the side of Christ, on fire for him, or will fight against the tide of the world, or will we not care about the faith in Christ and float downstream? May we fight with our dear Lord. May we love the things that are old, that the dead gave their life for, our beautiful faith. Chesterton says, it is of the new things that men tire, of fashions and proposals and improvements and change. It is the old things that startle and intoxicate. It is the old things that are young. May we stand with the Blessed Virgin Mary, who we honored this past Thursday in her glorious assumption into heaven, body and soul, who shows us what is in store for those who persevere to the end, heaven.